Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, no interest or payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Started with Ozzie Newsome, and that's going to continue as far as I'm concerned. As long as I'm here, we're going to take the best available player. Now, that being said, you know, if you're picking in the first round, you have an MVP quarterback, and there's a quarterback that's the best available player, chances are we're not going to draft the quarterback. But all things being equal, we're going to draft the best available player.
Duh. Eric DaCosta, GM of the Baltimore Ravens, talking about the philosophy that started with Ozzie Newsome way back when, hey, first draft ever for the Ravens. They took two Hall of Famers, Jonathan Ogden. Hey, let's take the running back out of Nebraska. And then when they didn't take him, whose name escapes me all of a sudden?
Phillips?
Lawrence Phillips. And then since they didn't take Lawrence Phillips at four, like, well, why don't you just take the kid from Texas A&M, the running back, Leland McElroy. Then they took Ray Lewis. That's why we do fantasy stuff and not real stuff for a living. But Ozzie, best player available, two foundation players, and they've lived off that philosophy for 20-plus years after the fact. And Jonas Schaefer's with us. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest, not taking a quarterback, probably now not taking a wide receiver, Jonas, as we talked about earlier in the show. But as they sit at 30, Kool-Aid's there, Jordan Morgan is there. Who grades higher on the board without them revealing right now what their draft board's looking like here?
I think Kool-Aid probably checks more boxes than Jordan Morgan does. He's younger. He's got a cleaner injury history. There's that SEC production that I think the Ravens really value. There's obviously the Alabama connection. And, you know, it's not going to be impossible to find a quality offensive lineman in round two or round three, but I think anytime you can get a guy who's as much of a sure thing as Kool-Aid is, assuming that that Jones fracture in his right foot is not a big deal, I think you can take him with a pick like 30 and feel pretty good about where you stand.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I do like Morgan, though. And the only thing I say is in the second, third round, are you going to get somebody that can come in and play? Or are you going to have to start out with Cleveland and Falele? You know, I mean, is that what you want? It's not what you want, because when Eric or Harbs have talked, you know, they talk as if there'll be competition. Other than left tackle and center, there's competition at everything.
Right.
And, you know, so I think they want guys to come in and win those jobs. So it's good. I just hope that it's – because, I mean, everything that they get is – gives them a chance is Lamar Jackson. So, you know, you can take a corner, which is fine. Does he have to then the corner probably doesn't even need to start, really, if Marlon's healthy. But your offensive line, I got to protect my MVP quarterback, because if he's healthy, we got a chance to win. If he's not, we don't. And that's proven out. Every year that he's been healthy, he's been MVP candidate. every year. So he's going to be again this year. So I'm getting as many O-linemen as I can.
I think the problem, not really a problem, but I guess the big factor in the draft calculus for all this is, you know, in round two, round three, you can find a cornerback or wide receiver or an edge rusher who you feel pretty good about contributing. But you look for offensive linemen.
Yep.
A lot of these guys who have been linked to the Ravens are more projects with high upside than they are sure things. I mean, like, you know, Karan Amagaji, the guy from Yale who has a lot of athletic potential, but he's been having a long injury history. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to have to make that jump from the Ivy League to the AFC North, which is not an easy hill to climb. Someone like Blake Fisher, you know, tackle out of Notre Dame, obviously a guy who was athletic enough, talented enough to start as a true freshman for Notre Dame, but then kind of petered out a little bit and didn't really, you know, show as much technical refinement as Joe Ault, who I think, you know, NFL.com scout said is like less talented than Blake Fisher, but obviously a lot more proficient in what he does. So if you wait till day two to take a tackle, you're rolling the dice on a guy who might not only be not as athletically gifted, but just straight up less technically refined than someone that you might find in the back of that first round.
Yeah, and like with Suma Taya, you know, BYU tackle. The thing that I liked about him, he's a redshirt sophomore. So, you know, I mean, he's a younger guy. Yep. But, like, if you watch the film from second year to third year, you know, I mean, he made great strides. And then once the season's over, like when I watched the Senior Bowl film, he even got better. And what a lot of NFL teams do, especially like the O-line coaches, is, you know, they're watching all those guys down there, the one-on-one stuff, and they get pro coaching. So, I mean, that's what they're all going to talk about. And then day one to day two to day three, you know, and you see him making strides and he's getting coached, you know, and so they like him a little bit better. Then they probably go work him out again. So that's what I liked about him was I saw the improvements that he had. He's a young guy, got a lot of talent, but he's raw.
Yeah, I mean, and the rawness might be what's most appealing because
right.
Are you going to be able to – there are very few, you know, let's say they trade out of 30 and end up at like 35. I don't think there are a lot of offensive linemen with his physical tools who would be available at 35 in a normal draft.
Yeah, I mean, 6'5", 304, runs 5 flat.
Yeah, and you look at Bruce Feldman's freak list from last year. He was number 3 in all of college football in the freakishness athleticism that he had. I mean, I think he hit like 22 miles per hour on the GPS during a game as a redshirt freshman, and that is a very, very rare thing to do when you are an offensive lineman.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan, talking draft. Jonas Schaefer has been kind enough from the Baltimore Banner. Give us a couple more minutes of his time. Real quick, getting back to the offensive line and get to the other needs for Baltimore. Are the Ravens putting too many eggs in the Voorhees basket here after missing all of last year with an injury? Andrew Voorhees, by the way, kid from USC.
I guess it's without knowing their depth chart, it's tough to say. I know there's been like a lot of, I don't want to say revisionist history, but there's been a lot of gentle reminding of people that had Andrew Voorhees not gotten hurt, he would have been, you know, round 3 pick, round 4 pick. Well, he did get hurt. And to start, he wasn't a especially young guy coming out of the draft. So you wonder just how maxed out physically he was, how maxed out instructionally he was. I think he can be a good player in Baltimore, but I think to, you know, say that he's an 80% sure thing to start at whatever guard spot you want to call it would probably be doing a disservice to the other guys in that offensive line room.
Well, they did that with David Ajabo, you know, because he was going to be a top 10 pick if he was healthy. Right. And then they got him in the second round. But then what happened to Ajabo? He got hurt again, you know, so that's the thing. So Voorhees, he, you know, because they say he looks great and all that, and then maybe when he gets out there, maybe, you know, and he's had an injury history.
Yep.
Who's to say that, damn, he looks great, and then boom, oh, he's hurt again. You know, so, I mean, that's what you got to – those are the things that they got to study. You know, and taking a shot on him, a seventh-round pick, I got no problem. And you know he's going to get every opportunity because Harbs was speaking to you guys, I think, when Eric made the trade. So – Eric's all in on Voorhees, yeah. So that kid's getting every opportunity. Trust me on that one.
Yeah, and they have other options at those guard spots if he doesn't work out. So, again, I think they're probably going to take, what, 3 offensive linemen in this draft?
I
at a minimum?
I would think so, too.
Yeah, I guess they – what gets interesting to me is – and I asked Eric DaCosta at the pre-draft presser, how does the depth in this year's class affect your plans for next year? Because I think very, very few underclassmen in this year's draft, and maybe there is more value in the sixth round next year than mm-hmm. there is in the sixth round this year. But if you don't take a sixth-round lineman this year, you're losing a year of development. You're right. losing a year of potential actually getting on the field and playing. And so – that's going to be something that I think is interesting, just how the Ravens play the board, knowing that next year with NIL maybe drying up a little bit, with the COVID years finally wrapping up, is there more talent to be had in next year? It seems like a lot of people around the NFL think there is a lot more talent coming into next year's draft compared to this year's.
See, when I look at old linemen, Jonas, a couple things I hate. I hate guys that can't bend their knees, that are waist benders. Because if you bend it, if your head goes down, you're down.
Yep.
That's what I hate. And then the other thing that I hate, 10-2, when they're duck footed. I hate duck footed.
How do you feel about Ben Cleveland?
Ask Bob. Bob, how do I feel about Ben Cleveland?
You hated Ben Powers too, but he kind of turned out okay.
Yeah, it took him a while. Yeah, I did. I got on his ass for 3 years or whatever, and then whatever he did to change his body that last year and stuff, I congratulated him on what he did. And you know who's got to do that for the Ravens this year in the weight room and change? Travis Jones has got a chance because he's got some pass rush ability and stuff. Just get in shape, man, and just get some muscle, you know, work out with Matabike, whatever you got to do, because he's got a chance to really be good, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that defensive line room is a great group to be a part of. You know, I did a story at the end of last year on just the reconstituted weight room, moving on from Steve Saunders, bringing in Scott Elliott. And you talk to guys around the locker room, there is no group that loves to work out as religiously as that defensive line room. I mean, you're in there for media availability. Broderick Washington is never there available for reporters because he's always in the weight room working out. And obviously, that didn't really pay off huge dividends last year, but yeah. You would much rather have a guy his size at that position working out than not working out. And I think, you know, it takes these defensive linemen some time to really pop off. I mean, Jonathan Allen coming into Washington with first-round yep. pedigree wasn't anything to write home about until year four, and this is going to be year three for Travis Jones. There are some flashes where he just knocks back dudes like they're a blocking dummy. And I think he might not have the most snaps next year because of that depth at that defensive line spot. But this year, next year, could just be a really, really special year for him because he was a consensus top 50 prospect the Ravens got. What, third round, fourth round? It was a great value for who he was coming into the draft.
Jonas Schaefer, tell everybody what's happening at the Baltimore Banner, not just today with the draft, but moving forward here in an always new cycly city that's called Baltimore, Maryland here.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stories up today. We got a mock draft. We got analysis of what kind of makes a Ravens draft pick. Got an evaluation of 14 or so potential first round targets for the Ravens. And then the most crazy thing that I did was put together 70 or 65 mock drafts, or compiled 65 mock drafts. Do you guys want to bet how many players in those 65 mock drafts have been mocked to the Ravens? So how many
different ones?
Different runs.
63.
I'll say 50.
All right. Maybe I oversold it a little bit. Right. 20. But that's still kind of surprising that there's as much difference of opinion around the league as there is. I mean, Tyler Guyton was obviously the number one guy. Tyler Amarius Mims was number two. Uh-huh. Jordan Morgan, number three. So a relatively unsurprising top three, but still, like, to see Jared Verse mocked to the Ravens, to see Graham Barton mocked to the Ravens, it really goes to show you that this draft could go literally anywhere tonight.
BaltimoreBanner.com. Check it out. Jonas Schaefer making it happen, along with his colleagues, talking about the Orioles, the Ravens, the Terps, news of the day. Leah Tungavaiola, backup for the Ravens. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
If they offer the most money in undrafted free agency, right? I don't think they take him.
Jonas, appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in the studio. Have fun tonight out at One Winning Drive.
Thanks, guys. Yes, right, this is a race.
Jonas Schaefer, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, count our money, hopefully with buy or sell. Another draft profile coming up. We're going offensive lineman. And then the whip around. Busy night in the NBA and NHL playoffs. You don't want to miss that either.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 1057 The Fan, here on this Total Request Thursday. It's Draft Thursday. First round tonight at 8 o'clock. We got you covered here on The Fan. Orioles are off today after taking 2 out of 3 in Los Angeles. They were 4-2 on the road trip. They get to relax a little bit before the A's come to town. Oakland's at New York. We'll get the AL East report coming your way in about an hour or so. But right now, let's count our money, shall we? A little buy or sell.
Well, Bob, Wall Street loses over 1% amid fading rate cut hopes. The Dow, down 515. S&P's down 48. NASDAQ is down 206. DraftKings down 27. Under Armour's down 16 cents.
Well, as always, buy or sell, brought to us by the Farmer's Dog. We'll start here. Major League Baseball.
Yes.
The Phillies, they were red hot earlier in the week. Had a 7-game win streak working at one point. It was ultimately snapped there by the Reds, but plenty of offense along the way. Pitching was the main catalyst, though, especially their starting rotation. So far this season, Philadelphia has received 147 innings pitched from their rotation. That leads the majors, but it hasn't come out of nowhere. Last year, they finished third in innings pitched by starters, fifth a year prior to that. Buy or sell, Bob, the Phillies' workhorse rotation will finish the year with the most innings pitched.
I'll sell it. Can I say they'll finish in the top three? But you said lead. I'm going to sell that because it's only late April. Then it'll be late May and June. You'll be putting your... Never mind, Nolan. But I'm going to sell it. Someone else has surpassed. But Ranger Suarez, you got Nola and Wheeler. They got some arms there. But injuries are always a part of your reality nowadays as a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. So I am selling it.
All right, over to the NFL, the Dolphins. We know they released Xavien Howard earlier this offseason, a move that was done to clear up some cap space. He's remained a free agent, little to no buzz around his name. At one point, some people linked him to his hometown Texans. Nothing really came of it. Doctors have cleared him for all football activities after he dealt with a foot injury late last year. That would probably be the biggest concern with him right now. He isn't that far removed from Pro Bowl caliber play. Vinny, buy or sell, if the Ravens aren't able to grab a notable corner in the draft, Howard would be an ideal late free agency signing.
Well, I think after the draft, they'll kind of regroup and see what they need. The Ravens are not a team that's going to panic right after. They'll kind of look at things just because they're not going to have the money to pay people. It's got to be right player, right price, and it's got to be a guy that wants to be there, because if you want to be there because you got a chance to win, then you got an opportunity to be the right price. Because you look at what they got, what they paid Clowney and Van Noy last year. They didn't pay them a lot. So that's what it's going to have to take for somebody that comes in.
Back to baseball. Contracts in the sport always growing larger and larger by the year. Every star player in line for 10-plus year deals that, you know, trump every other major sport in terms of value. Look no further than Shohei Ohtani, the latest example, $700 million overall when it's all said and done for him. But if we're just talking current day money, because, of course, there's a lot of deferred money down the road, $460 million was the present day value. Ken Rosenthal recently predicted, though, that Juan Soto will exceed that $460 million figure, noting that Soto turned down 15 years, $440 million, at one point in the past. Bob, are you buying or selling that Soto will in fact surpass Ohtani in present day money?
Sell. No. He's not the ball player that Ohtani is. I mean, he's a good player, really good player, as a matter of fact. But hey, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, he said he kind of on the overrated side. I mean, people talking him up like he's Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle rolled into one. Nah, he's not getting that kind of dough. Did hit a homer yesterday, which we'll get to in the AL East report. Yankees will be in town next week. That's going to be fun. Can't wait to start peeing all over them because I hate the Yankees. But now, the owner who gives him $700 million needs to be going right to psychiatric care to find out how he's feeling mentally. Because you'll never, ever get the return on that investment.
Right. Well, again, $700 is out of the question. The 460 in present day
money. Oh, my bad. Sorry about that. Still selling.
Still a lot. That's fine.
He's a one-dimensional guy. And he doesn't try hard all the time.
All right. Yankees coming up next week, man.
Oh, I'm ready.
Don't let him hear
you. Trust me. Oh, I'm there. Every year, I just make a little comment at Pickles. One of these idiots will come walking around with their Mantle jersey with the name on the back. I go, you know, they don't wear the names on the back of their jerseys, dude. Go bleep yourself over here with your Orioles and stuff.
I got one more for you here. Jaden Daniels, likely to be drafted by the Commanders tonight, making him the most intriguing quarterback prospect for Washington since RG3. The comparables to Lamar Jackson in terms of rushing ability, they're well documented. But Daniels himself said he's got his eye on surpassing Jackson's marks, as well as Mike Vick. With the way the league's going, being a dual-threat quarterback does open up all kinds of possibilities for his game. But Vinny, are you buying or selling that Daniels will be regarded as the best rushing quarterback at some point in his career?
The best rushing quarterback. I'm going to sell it. I mean, Lamar was pretty special. I mean, they had like the best offense in the history and stuff. And he had a coordinator that played right to him. I mean, he goes to Washington. He's got haircut and haircut. You know, I mean, they don't run the ball that much. So, no, he won't be.
Lamar over 1,000 twice, right, in his career,
mm-hmm.
including a 1,200-yard season?
Right. And kind of to Vinny's point there, I mean, Daniels, the volume of runs probably just aren't going to be there for him to surpass stats long run, I would think.
Well, it's interesting because Caleb Williams expected to go one to the Bears, Patrick Mahomes comparisons, and then Daniels two to Washington. Lamar.
Yeah.
And there's some big shoes to fill for both. And they're both going to be plug and play, save the franchise level guys. Where Lamar and Mahomes rode the bench his first year, played the last game when Alex Smith sat it out. And then Lamar doesn't even play as the starter because Flacco got hurt.
Yeah.
So there, the circumstances are a lot different for both of those quarterbacks than for what the future MVPs multiple times for each have done there. But anyway, we'll get more to the draft. You want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Draft profile coming up next. As a matter of fact, go back to the O-line, what might be the most prudent pick of them all. Whip around at 1245. More draft stuff at 1 o'clock. AL East report at 1:15. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio's got all sorts of draft stuff going on. And Mike will talk about that. He's a Bears fan, too. So he's pretty excited about today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hey.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
I mean, yeah, you go against guys like Latu. You got to stay inside out. You can't give up the inside for sure. And he's also going to try to bend the corner. I mean, you got to stay poised. You got to stay athletic. You got to keep your feet moving.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Draft Profile number 2 on this draft day. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Going back to the O-line, talking about a guy who was just referencing someone who wouldn't look bad in a Ravens uniform, as a matter of fact. Yep. But Jordan Morgan-Vitti out of Arizona, talking about playing in the Pac-12, and in particular against some pretty premier dudes himself.
Yeah, Jordan Morgan, Arizona, 6'5", 311, ran 504, 1.7 in the 10, which is good. Jersey number 77, 32 7/8 arms, a little short. 10 7/8 hands, which are large hands, 28 vertical, 9.2 broad jump. In 2019, he started at left tackle, 2 starts. 2020, 2 starts at left tackle. 2021, started the final 11 games at left tackle. 22, he started the first 10 games at left tackle and tore his ACL. In 23, came back, started 12 games at left tackle. First team, all Pac-10. And I think Jonas is the one that made the statement about, that he should be stronger because this is year 2 from the ACL. And he was plenty strong this past year. So his strengths are his size, his athletic ability. He's strong. He can anchor. He's thick. He can recover and pass. He's nasty. Quick off the snap. He runs well downfield. He's got a really strong grip. He's got those big meat hooks, almost 11-inch hands. So when he grabs a hold of you, you're not going anywhere. If he gets hands on and pass, he locks on. He slides his feet well and pass. Good knee bender. He can redirect, play smart, picks up stunts easily. Good on combo blocks up to the linebacker. Never on the ground. That's another one of my things. I mean, if you can bend your knees, there's no reason for you to be on the ground. That's why, like we talked about, like Powers, like initially, Bob, when he came out, what I said about he was always on the ground. Cleveland's always on the ground because they can't bend their knees. He has some power in his lower in the run game. He can turn and get body in position at the linebacker level. Has good loose hips to help in recovery. Big, strong hands. Weakness, he's got those short arms. And it shows up in the pass game. He gets in trouble in pass when he gets too tall. And what do I mean by that? He stands straight up. And then if you want to lock your knees out, one of the biggest assets you got is that you can bend your knees. So don't take that away from you, because when you stand up, you also get back on your heels. And then hand placement has to be perfect each time, because when your arms are shorter, your hands better be in the right place, because if they're not, the short arms, that defensive lineman's going to be around you. Each time, hand placement and pass has to be perfect. And then the ACL was a weakness in 2022. In summary, this kid's a very good athlete, runs well, has power and strength. I think he needs to play right tackle or guard. His short arms hurt him at left tackle. Could play there if needed. I mean, he did a hell of a job. He mentioned Lutu, who's the best pass rusher in this draft, best natural pass rusher in this draft, and he did a good job with him. So if you had to put him at left, I wouldn't start him at left tackle. I'd play him at right tackle. But if somebody went down, he could be your Patrick McCary and fill in and do a decent job there. He moves easily. He can pull, slides his feet well in pass. He's played a lot. 3-year starter. Good player. You want his toughness attitude on the team. You love his toughness. You love the attitude. He's a competitive dude. Everything. He's got a lot of the same traits as Lindenbaum does. You know, and you know who else had extremely short arms too? Lindenbaum.
He's navigated life nicely. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I mean, if the Ravens took him at 30 and they said, all right, we're putting him at right tackle, I got no problem with that.
Now, Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore Zone, ESPN.com, Calvert Hall. Go Cardinals! Has Jordan Morgan, his 7th rated offensive tackle in this year's deep class, and Field Yates and the always fun mock draft has him going number 29 to Washington, with Washington trading with Detroit to get that pick right ahead of Baltimore there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm Washington, if I'm trading up to take him as my left tackle. That's the only thing, Bob. I think the short arms hurt him. Now, if they wanted to trade up and put him at right tackle, I got no problem with that. But at left tackle, be just a little bit scary because his arms are too short.
Upside for Morgan, though, all things considered.
I think, Bob, that's the kind of guy that plays 10 years. You know, kind of like Lindenbaum. You know, it's kind of, you know, kind of like the guy, you know, you don't even talk about Lindenbaum anymore because, you know what, he's there every day. That's the kind of guy, like, to me, that Morgan, you know, he's there every day, he practices every day. You know, I don't worry about him.
Lindenbaum, multiple time Pro Bowler for the Ravens, already accomplished that feat in his break. Should have made it as a rookie. You can make an argument there. It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7. The Fan will come back. How about the whip around? Tons going on in the world of sports. We'll get into all of that fun, so stay tuned for that. If you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057. Another profile coming up for NFL Lunch at 1 o'clock, staying on the offensive line. American League East report, 115. Orioles are off today after winning 6-5, holding off the Angels. A little controversy at the end of the game. Looked like Joe Adele may have been safe at second base. Matter of fact, he was safe, but he was ruled out by the second base umpire. And then the replay, New York Grand Poobahs upheld the call. So the Orioles just get out of there. Hey, they're not the umps. They just play the game. So they took the win. Gunnar Henderson, 3-for-3, 3 ribbies, 3 runs scored, and a brilliant play defensively. Another day at the office for a future superstar. Dean Kramer gets his first win of the season, and Craig Kimbrell, as usual, made a little interesting there. Jordy didn't help him out with that throwing error, but either way, he picks up his 7th save. Orioles come home. They're off today. Corbin Burns back at it tomorrow against the A's. The A's are in New York. They get on the Yankees, where they had umpire controversy. So it's a normal day at the office for baseball.
Vinny and Haney's Whip.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Time for the whip around here on this Total Request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Draft is hot and heavy. The Orioles are a half game out of first place off today. Oakland coming to town, followed by the Yankees for a pretty exciting and much anticipated 4-game late April series in early May. We'll get into all of that and more. But in the NBA playoffs last night, Miami Heat, 14.5-point underdogs at Boston, and a Baltimore guy helping the cause for the Heat.
Tyler Hero back on the floor. Adebayo soon to be checking back in as well. Highsmith for 3, rattles in.
That's Haywood Highsmith, TNT on the call. One of his 3 3-point shots. Miami as a team hit 23 3-pointers and stunned the Celtics 111-101. Haywood Highsmith, 9 points, 3 rebounds in the cause. No Jimmy Butler, of course, for the Heat right now. Tyler Hero was a hero last night. 24 points, 5 boards, 14 assists, which is a career high. So that series surprisingly tied at a game apiece. And you saw Jimmy Butler troll old Jaylen Brown there, Nolan, didn't you? Where he said, don't let us get one. Remember, Miami was up 3-0 over Boston last year. And Brown said, don't let us get one. They did take it to 7, but eventually lost. So I thought that was rather humorous for sure. Also in the NBA playoffs last night, it was Oklahoma City taking on New Orleans. And a Maryland guy doing some good stuff, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander
do it even more. 33 points as he, one of the finalists for the MVP, got it done. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland, 6 points, five rebounds, two assists, 124-92 as the Thunder now up 2-0 in that best of seven series going back to New Orleans. Will Zion Williamson be in the next game? That one remains to be seen. NBA tonight, Cleveland at Orlando. The Cavaliers up 2-0. And it's funny, Vinny, we had Sean Devaney on a couple of days ago, and we were talking about the Lakers, and we were talking about the Knicks and Philly. If you missed it, by the way, the officials said they screwed up at the end of the game, that Maxey got fouled not once but twice. You don't get an attaboy, and you certainly don't get the game back, but it is what it is. Said it's we keep forgetting about Cleveland and Orlando. And because of the big market teams and the star power in the other two series, you're forgetting that this series is even taking place. But Cleveland's up 2-0, trying to take a commanding lead tonight. In Florida, speaking of the Knicks, they're at Philly, up 2-0. Joel Embiid said after the controversial game two loss that they're still going to win the series. I'm not Red Auerbach, probably would behoove them to win that game tonight. And then Denver's at L.A., 2 up on the Lakers, the defending champion Nuggets, trying to put them in a standing 8-count position in this series as L.A. and LeBron in particular complaining about the officiating in that last game. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. We had overtime in an exciting game, and the home team took it on the chin in this one.
And Hyman couldn't put it home. Mikey Anderson. Now has the puck. Here's Kopitar with an opportunity, and he scores!
Sportsnet on the call. The LA Kings in overtime, 5-4, Vinny, over the Edmonton Oilers. That series now tied at a game apiece.
Yeah, Kopitar's winning goal there for the Kings. That's big for them. They even the series 1-1, so they got one up in Edmonton, which was huge for them. Now they go back to LA for two. So they're right where they want to be, you know, and Edmonton now, they're, you know, are they? Here we go again.
Aren't they perennial playoff
always.
Underachievers?
Yeah, always. Every year. They have the most proficient offenses, but defense and goaltending wins in the playoffs.
Vegas, the Golden Knights at Dallas. They win 3-1. They're up 2-0 in that series. And I know Vegas Stanley Cup achievement, but Dallas actually the higher seed in the home team the first two games. Now they're up against it.
Yeah, now they go back to Vegas for two. And Vegas, they wear out Dallas. It's kind of like Boston and Tampa, the same thing. I mean, Vegas wanted Dallas. Boston wanted Toronto. And they did what they had to do at the end of the season to get the matchups they wanted. It works out for them. And the matchup that Vegas has over Dallas, it works because they don't lose to Dallas.
Yeah, speaking of Boston, 4-2 over Toronto, the Bruins lead that series 2-0.
Yeah, and that's – I mean, Bob, Toronto goes back home. You get a big emotional win in Boston. And then you figure you carry that emotion. You got the home fans. You got everything. And then you get beat at home. I mean, you know, I guess that's kind of like Toronto. Because what Boston does is they beat them up. They physically just beat on them. And that's why they like playing Toronto.
Tonight, Stanley Cup playoffs. Panthers at the Lightning. Florida's up 2-0 in that.
And you go back to Tampa tonight. And they've been tight games, Bob. And, you know, the Bobrovsky, the goalie for Florida, has been playing great. So they just need a break. Tampa just needs some type of break to get one.
Yeah, Florida good on the road. Tampa good at home. And then Carolina is at the Islanders. Old Islanders down 0-2 here, trying to get back in that series.
Yeah, and the Islanders were up 3-0 last game and gave up 5 straight goals. It was bad. I don't know if the Islanders can come back from it, Bob. We'll see. It'll be crazy on the island tonight, but it would not shock me if it'll be a short series. Let's just say that.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7. The Fan whip around here on this draft Thursday. Total request Thursday. Caps tomorrow host the Rangers.
It's a must-win game.
They're down 0-2. Yep.
Yeah, down 0-2. The biggest thing they've got going for them, Bob, is they beat the Rangers twice this year at home. So Caps They got. I mean, if they lose this one, they're down 3-0, and then it's might as well get the golf clubs ready.
Yeah, Ovi still looking for his first point, 2 games into this series.
Looking for his second shot of the series.
This day in Orioles history, it's April the 25th, by the way, 1979 out in Anaheim. Orioles beat the then California Angels 5-2. Doug Sensei 2-for-4, 2 ribbies. The B. Al Bumber 3-for-5, 2 runs scored. Steve Stone gets the win. Don Stanhouse, full pack, gets the save. 1989 again in California. Orioles beat the Angels 8-1. Mickey Tettleton, Jim Traver, Bill Ripken, Steve Finley all go yards. Jeff Ballard, 7 scoreless to pick up his 4th win as the Orioles win that one. Going away 8-1, as we said. 1997, Oriole Park Cannon yards. Orioles shut out the Red Sox 2-0. Eric Davis, 2-for-4 and a ribby. Same with Rafael Palmeiro, 2-for-4 and a ribby. Scott Erickson, 8 shutout innings. And Randy Myers, who had a great, great season, picked up his 9th save. 2012, Nolan, you were alive for this one. Oriole Park Cannon yards. Wilson Betty Meat and Chris Davis hit home runs. Jason Hamill, 7 shutout innings. Pedro Strop got the save. 3-0 Orioles over the Blue Jays. NFL draft history, 2009. Matt Stafford goes number 1 overall out of Georgia to Detroit. 2013, kind of forgot about this one. As let's see, where are you at there, big guy? Kansas City, Eric Fisher, number 1 overall pick.
Yeah, that was a bad draft.
Let's see.
They have the first pick, and there's nothing that you really love.
Yeah, I'm looking here. Lane Johnson went 4 to Philly. Zico Anta went 5 to Detroit. Cordarrelle Patterson, DeAndre Hopkins later. Let's see. Ravens took Matt Elam. Yeah, you're right. Let's proceed. Yeah. 2019, Kyler Murray went number 1.
Okay.
Out of Oklahoma to the Arizona Cardinals.
Remember he was using baseball?
Yeah, where he was like the 7th pick
by
the A's. But Kyler Murray, draft fun going on historically, and it's happening today when we come back. More draft profiles coming your way. Staying on the offensive line. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. American League East Report. Give you the scores from yesterday. Preview today's schedule and an updated look at the standings. Orioles are off. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. His Bears have the number 1 and number 9 picks. Could they trade out of 9? We'll talk about that. Here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.